Hello, hello.
Clippity cloppity.
Oh, yes. Crunchy crunch. Crackers.
Welcome back to the crackers.
It's been a while. Sorry. Yeah. If you enjoyed the crackers. If you didn't, then tough.
I don't know what clippity cloppity is,
but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done the crackers, but we decided to come back and do some more.
Yeah, kind of a.
You're welcome.
A repeat topic of sorts.
Yeah, well, repeat of last year, because, you know, they have a new list every year, so we're going to go take an Uber ride again.
Already the quick look I had at the unique list is way more fun than last year, if I remember
right. Yeah, I believe so. This one's more detailed, I think. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to talk about things that are left in Ubers, I guess.
Yeah. It's by two guys who've rarely ever taken an Uber.
Yeah, we took
an
Uber a couple times. It's the Uber Lost and Found Index. So these are things that people have left, places that people leave things. You know, fun times. Thanks for checking us out.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. Follow
to
us on socials, Facebook's Internet Here, and Internet Here Podcast on Instagram.
And Internet Here Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah, welcome new listeners and former listeners.
Yeah, we definitely got some new listeners. Yes, and welcome. Thanks for some of the emails we got too. It's been a while.
It's been a while for crackers, and we apologize.
Yeah.
We're lazy.
So we are that.
Anyway, so you know,
without further ado,
the most forgetful cities for Uber rides. I mean, this is the list, the top 10 is, aside from Colorado, Denver. Which is the backwards way of saying that. It should be Denver, Colorado. Besides that, it's all hot places.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's...
So I don't know if it's like people's brains get fried.
That was the same last time around,
it's probably
too,
pretty much the same, because a lot of these are just places where people are traveling through to get to other places.
But I mean, also there's a lot of large cities in hot places.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's actually true. I just... pull that one out. But
There's large cities in cold places too. I mean, you know,
you did agree with me,
except in Finland.
Except
there's no cities there.
Anyway,
so the most forgetful cities. So number 10 is Austin, Texas. Which, you know, there's a couple of features from Texas on this list, which is hot.
Interesting. I mean, there's more than a couple.
Yeah, there's a few. Which is the next step up.
Yeah, and you mentioned Denver.
Yeah, Denver's number nine on this. And then you got Tampa Bay, which is in Florida.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know if people are aware of that. I
thought that was a Fort Lordy.
Fort Lordy.
Tampa Bay, Fort Lordy. Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And then, Siete.
Yeah, so like we said, all hot places.
Yeah, it's funny. Orlando shows up on there. For some reason, that one is like,
there's a lot of people traveling to Orlando.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
And around Orlando because of the theme parks and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
as
far as like, I think Denver, there's just a lot of people that have to take Uber because it's a long way from the airport, because the airport's like the size of Rhode Island. Something like, you know what I mean? So I think you just have to get an Uber to get places. And then after you've been on a 9-hour flight to get there, you know,
you're going to leave behind your who knows what.
So, yeah, then we got Orlando, and then the top five, definitely featuring Texas, because Dallas and Houston are 5 and 4.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, hot as crap.
And another large place for a hub, so there's a lot of people flying in,
hitting
the hotel.
Yeah, this one makes sense to me.
And then going back the next day to the airport for another flight out or something.
Right, yeah.
And then you got L.A. is number 2.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
And, you know, around at the top 10 with Miami, which is also in Florida.
Yeah. And that one,
I guess a lot of people coming from international trips to the, you know.
I mean, lots of partying going on.
Yeah.
I bet, you know,
right.
You're leaving all your shit behind. And
I'm just thinking, like, I don't know why I'm just thinking this is just like people leaving airports. Like, yeah, people are doing all sorts of shit in Ubers.
You have kind of stuck on the airports.
Yeah, totally. Only people that leave airports ride Ubers.
Didn't even notice until you pointed it out. It's like we're
very
not talking about airports here.
No, this is Ubers, which are located around airports,
but
also like
sense.
Gymnasiums and pools.
Yeah.
And
thinking about what's going on.
Amphitheaters,
in that city.
Pretty much restaurants.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
But you pointed out about Orlando. I mean, definitely tourist destination.
Yeah, I mean, and LA is a tourist kind of place. Yeah. And, like, I think in LA there's a lot of Ubering.
Well, yeah, you got to do that to get around, basically, if you don't have a car.
So, it's definitely not a walking city.
Right.
So, that's the top 10, most forgetful cities.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any big shockers on there.
I think that was probably pretty much the same as last year's.
I don't seem to remember last year's. For some reason, I remember talking about Austin for a while, and I just can't remember why we were doing that. But I think they were.
It's weird there, man.
It's weird. I do hear that Austin's kind of weird.
You got to think they got that with the South by Southwest. There's probably a lot of Ubers being done around that time, and there's probably a lot of people forgetting things because of extracurricular activities that they've done around. Yeah, that word. That they've done around. Going to shows. What do people do at shows?
Yeah, I mean, you drink, you party.
Other things.
Yeah,
totally legal things.
Yeah.
Totally legal. So, yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, so we got the 10 most commonly forgotten items, and this one's going to be a tough one for Chris because he's trying to think too far out of the box. I was going full airports, and he's going full, like, I'm going to be so specific. Yeah. But we're getting into specific things, but only after we get in the most commonly forgotten items. And
right.
He already cheated because he did see the number 10 on this, though, so he didn't really, lose out on anything.
I'll go ahead and say number 10 is vape, so I will not be guessing vape.
Right. Which makes sense because, everybody's carrying a vape around.
And I don't think I would have guessed vape, to be quite honest with you. I would have forgotten that existed. But
right. Well, I mean, that works out because that's what most people forget. Plus, they're little. They fall out of your pockets.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
How many vapes do you think the average Uber guy gets a year?
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's at number 10. And why not, in the top 5, really? But, a lot of people vape these days.
It's the cool thing to do, man.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Smells good. I like the smell.
Yeah, nothing like a nicotine buzz with some blueberry muffins. This is s'mores.
I kind of tend towards the vanilla variety, but
wood. Why don't they have them like that? This one tastes like stone.
What was that we were watching where it said feet? It was one of the scents.
I can't remember that, but yeah.
The guy was barbecuing something and he had all the spices out and one of the jars just said feet on it. that's good stuff. Yeah.
Too bad we don't remember half of this stuff.
So am I guessing what the number one?
No, you can just guess and I'll tell you where it is and then we'll see if you can if you can get five of them, you'll be doing pretty good.
So if I guess something general, because we already kind of talked about it, like food.
Yeah, food's not on the list of most commonly forgotten. Nothing.
That's interesting.
Nothing to eat is on there. Right. So see, we're narrowing things down.
Yeah, drink.
Nope, no
liquids. So no food or drink, all right.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, actually.
I guess that's what most people are like, I've got to eat, I've got to drink.
Right, well then the obvious would be phone.
Yeah, phone is number 6, yep.
Number 6, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the most commonly forgotten items.
Forgotten. How about, this is kind of specific, but general, AirPods.
I'll give you that because headphones is number 3.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
I would assume AirPods are probably make up the most of that because the bigger headphones.
Do people even take those
off when they wear them out in public?
Right, you just put them around your neck.
Wear them and they're just you don't even know if they're able to hear you. And they're like, yeah, take this.
Happens to me at work almost every day. Let's see.
Okay, so now you got, 3 of the top 10? Yeah. You're doing pretty good.
Clothing
is number 1.
Number 1, yeah, that makes sense.
When you see one shoe on the side of the road.
Right.
Did they just get rid of the one that they had? Or did they not notice that they lost the one?
Yeah, where's the other one?
Why wouldn't you backtrack? I lost it back there.
And you see that quite often. So do shoes count as clothing?
I would think that shoes do because shoes are not on the list. So I would think clothing is an all-encompassing. Fedoras is probably under... clothing.
Gonna be go with I don't know, backpacks, bags.
Okay.
Maybe even those are two separate things.
No, but luggage is number 2.
Luggage is number two. Yeah, all right.
Bags, fanny packs.
I was going to say baggage, but I guess everybody brings some baggage into the Uber, right?
Yeah, I left all my sorrows in there. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Gosh, what else is there?
Okay, you got a couple more.
Somebody listening oh my God, say this.
I mean, think of what you carry.
I often have cigarettes on me.
No, that's not it. That'd probably be under vape.
What do I carry? I already said backpack. Laptops.
Laptops is number nine.
Number nine. Okay. Yeah. All right. Laptop.
So you got what? Four left.
Got four left. Yeah. I guess. Does water bottle or something like that count as drink?
There's nothing like that on there.
Interesting.
It's under luggage. Well, if you spend $150 on a mug, you're going to keep track of it.
Yeah, you probably should give it its own category.
You spend $150 on sunglasses, you're gonna keep track of more than the Dollar Tree paper, right? So,
books?
Book is, tablet or book is number eight.
Okay, yep.
All right, a couple more. You got to think, you carry...
Keys.
Nope, but you're closer. You're in that part of the torso.
That part of the torso.
Yeah.
A freaking wallet?
Yes, a wallet. Number four is a wallet.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't guess wallet sooner than that.
Yeah. That's how Uber drivers make their living, is finding wallets.
And keys isn't on there at all.
Huh? Uh-uh.
That's weird, isn't it?
How many people have keys?
A lot of people have keys,
these trendy kids nowadays, they just use their phone for keys.
But it's not just kids. But anyway.
All right. So you got, two more?
Yeah, glasses?
Nope. Weirdly enough, no. There's nothing that goes on your body anymore on there. Technically there is something else that goes on your body, but not like that.
Okay. Umbrella?
Nope.
Jacket? Well, clothing.
That's clothing, nope. Umbrella's not on there, no.
I might have
to. Okay, I'll give you a hint on one of these. It's in your phone. And if you have one, then you're probably, doing it for a living.
Oh. It's in my phone.
Yeah, it's something that every phone has.
What is a camera?
Yeah, a camera. But I guess Uber rides a lot of tourists.
Interesting that you would have just a straight-up camera. But, that makes some people do carry just straight-up cameras.
Yeah,
it takes better disposable pictures. Ones. Yeah. Or even takes better pictures than your phone, maybe.
Instantly put it on the gram.
Yeah, that's
too
bad.
How are people going to know that you've done something if you can't post it?
Maybe you use it so it won't instantly be out there.
Right, yes. And don't get those done at Walgreens because you'll get caught.
Right. I think with a digital camera, you don't have to get Walgreens involved at all. But.
Right, that's true.
Anyway.
All right, so you got one more, and it's the number five spot. So, you want a hint on this one?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Mr. T would be the hint.
Mr. T, jewelry?
Yes, jewelry. Yeah, good job.
I was like, chains?
Yeah, jewelry. Lots of lost rings and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
It's the top 10 most commonly forgotten items.
Some much stranger order than I would have thought. I'm going to look at the list now. Yeah, that's crazy that,
Yeah, I'm not sure if... Look, this is saying the 10 most commonly forgotten items. I'm assuming that's ranked. Is the way I looked at it.
That's how I would look at it, too. Yeah, vape being number 10 really gets me. I'm like, huh.
I would think it would be higher for vape.
Yeah, top five for sure.
I think it would be easier to forget your vape than your luggage, but hey.
Yeah, other shit you're
Maybe you're too busy vaping to remember your luggage.
You should be watching out for your wallet and even your headphones.
I check on my wallet incessantly.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I can't stop.
When I'm in public, for sure.
I'm touching my butt as much as I want anybody to touch my butt, which is often.
Oh, love it.
That
was a good time.
Yeah.
I was better than
you did better than expected.
I was giving myself zero credit before we did that.
If you agree that Chris did better, then like and subscribe.
Maybe one day.
If he did better than you expected, subscribe and tell your friends.
Yeah. Please send money.
There you go. The most unique lost items. This has a bunch of them on here.
Number one still got,
because I don't even know if we don't know if these are ranked, but these are people. I guess this is like when you file a report with Uber, you would type in what you lost, so then they could send it to the Uber driver and be like, oh yeah, I found this guy's juggling pens or whatever, right?
Right. I just looked up the first one, it's an actual thing.
Yeah, the first one is hilarious.
And frontal hair toupee.
Yeah.
Which is an actual part of the toupee.
It's just on the front part?
Yeah, it's just the front part.
Does it? How funny would it be if you just shaved your head and left the frontal?
I mean, I don't have a frontal anymore.
Well, then you need one of those.
Yeah, I need the frontal toupee.
You just need to start driving for Uber.
Just you might wear get the frontal one. Toupee.
No, but you might just get one.
Yeah, maybe I'll just get one.
Could you get three or four of them and then just make them into one toupee? Right. All different colors. Just
frontal all around.
There you go. Well, I was thinking maybe that's a toupee for something else. Like,
and that's,
you know,
exactly what I was near thinking that too. And I think it's just, you know, the like full frontal sort of thing.
So like the Austin Powers chest right. hair and everything?
Yeah. I was imagining something more pornographic, I guess.
What I was thinking initially. But now that I think about it could be like chest hair.
Could be chest hair, yeah. But when I Googled it, like the first, the main things you see are like men's like toupees, actual. Like although that, there's some dudes with giant beards. Name?
Rob Corddry, guy that was, I think he was on The Daily Show for a while. He had the like one little tuft.
Little Charlie Brown.
So it's just like a big front tuft.
Yeah.
Is it noticeable? Yes. I didn't even have to Google it, but yes. The answer is yes. There's so many other options besides a toupee. Just shave it off.
Yeah, dude. Just shave it off. It looks better, trust me. But anyway, moving on.
Another thing somebody had left was hot sauce and a breathalyzer, which I think that they might have something to do with each other.
Which
I'm not
is
sure.
Funny. I mean, looking at this whole list, I'm like, is that really number two?
I think that these are just things. Like, this isn't in an order.
Right. I don't think this one's in order.
Yeah. This is just like people left it. Yeah,
because number three is kind of like, I left a leaf in your car that's much needed. Like, oh, how cute.
I think this is what it is. Like I said, when people file a report, they say, that's the next one that says two containers with spiders in them. Right. So then the driver can be like, oh, yeah, I found two containers. Yeah, like, there was only one spider, though.
But I did find the Beyonce fold-up fan at number five.
Yeah, that's when you just say, never saw it.
Never saw
a tray of meat pie, which is also kind of interesting,
kind of funny too. Ceramic cat, like
people just think they have too much shit. And jar of oysters is another one on here. It might not be noticeable for a day or two.
The one thing probably, like, you're like, well, somebody's got this out there, the personalized blanket with a picture of me and my dog. It's like, yes. Ah, damn it, somebody's got me and my dog.
Yeah. And this is when I took that Uber and I lost my small skeleton prop from a rat.
Small. I've got one of those at home.
Do you?
Yeah. Like it's a decoration. Like, yeah, it's a Halloween
Halloween?
Halloween decoration.
It's a small rat from Halloween.
Number 11's weird. Candle that says see you in court.
That's got to be a divorce gift.
Right? Or it's just a Donald Trump camera candle.
God. It's too cold in this Uber. Somebody left their, they said it was a fake tooth / retainer, so it's just like a flapper.
Yeah, like one of those that slides in there, yeah. A gray tub of surgical implants. Ugh, is that one even real? I mean, did someone really leave that behind?
Some nudicles?
Yeah.
Nudicles? They just left a Rubbermaid tub full of nudicles, which are like, when you get your dog, your male dog fixed.
Yeah.
You can get him nudicles they put back into the empty
sack.
The empty sack, yeah. And they have different sizes, so like the dog like doesn't lose his self confidence. And they have like little teeny ones for, you know, like your little tiny like toy poodles and stuff, but then they have like really big ones. Like, for, you know, like, for, like, Irish wolfhounds and
like
stuff.
Like the ones you got hanging off the back of your truck or
basically
whatever.
Basically like that. It's like, dude, how confident does this fucking dog need
to
be?
He's dragging him on the ground.
Jesus.
You got a little wiener dog.
I just think it'd be funny to get the big dog, the little ones, and then get your little dog, like, the biggest one. So, like, just pulling, like, it poops on top of him. Yeah. It's so big.
Although, any vet that would do that for you, you probably don't want to go to that vet.
Or you want to. Or you can nudicles be implanted into humans? Right. Is that what they planned on, like, these kids that have the horns implant?
Do they use
are
the
they
same
just
stuff?
Nudicles under their skin?
Yeah, they just got nuts on their face. fake nuts.
Get an old tea bag under the skin. That's the gray tub of surgical
implants.
You went
implants. And said it.
Police grade handcuffs, which, you know.
Yeah, you know.
It's just after a
living pet animal turtle. A pet animal turtle. Like, what other kind of turtle is there?
Pet animal turtle. turtle.
Hey, that's funny that came up again.
The worst movie ever made.
This one really gets me, too. I love 16.
The waste beads and the burrito steamer.
Because I'm like, burrito steamer isn't a real thing.
You need the waste beads to like, push that burrito steam out? Right.
I'm going to Google the burrito steamer and take a look at this thing.
I mean, it sounds like you might need one.
I mean, I'm like, well...
Is that the thing that they do at like Taco Bell when they make the like grilled... I mean, is that what it is?
It's more like a press, I would think.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a steamer,
would it?
Yeah,
steamer... I mean, I'm looking at like... When I Google it, it brings up regular steamers or a tortilla press. A steamer is a nice thing to have. I mean,
Probably not for reheating burritos, though.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, do you mean like a tortilla press?
You don't want that tortilla
press?
Getting all like soggy, so then like you pick up the burrito and it falls apart.
Or is it like something that you put like a frozen burrito in and into the microwave to give it like a certain texture after? Like, is that a steamer but not a steamer?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
or is it bullshit?
They misspoke on that one, I think.
Right. Perhaps it's a burrito streamer. Because they got their waist beads like they're a belly dancer.
Oh.
And maybe it's one like, of their streamers is yeah, shaped like a burrito.
It's like a windsock that's shaped like a burrito.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm picturing.
Dude, we might have an idea.
Yeah, there you go. No, don't steal that.
Don't.
Yeah.
We'll come after you.
Yeah, trademark.
Yep, we said it. It's ours. And there's one... This one's kind of funny, I think. It's my girlfriend's pregnant pills.
Right.
This has to be the way that they were entered into the right. More information box.
Because it's like, know? I think I know what you're talking about.
My girlfriend's pregnant pills. I'm not sure what they're called. But.
Small box containing a gnome. Living?
Yeah. Some of the stuff, like, I don't know how you forget that you're carrying, like, a stand-up paddleboard paddle. Like, that seems like a big item.
Right.
Like, unless they were threw it in the truck bed and, like...
That could be, or it's on top of the car or something.
Trucks... Have you ever had an Uber truck? Do they even...
Well, I don't know. But I mean,
like
maybe if you have
truck,
an, yeah, you might have like a one of those trucks.
It wouldn't be worth it.
Right. What is it? Painting from SeaWorld. It was wrapped up in a roll and I love it. Orlando, man.
Yep, there you go. Now this one's sad. A playbill from Spamalot at the Kennedy Center. That's a great show if you're into shows at all. If you're into Monty Python, it's worth going to a show.
I've heard good things. I have.
My Robot.
My Robot. Like, number 24 is not so unique. Benihana garlic butter. I'm sure that shit gets left behind all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
you know how many leftovers you probably get in your Uber?
Which is funny that it wasn't on the top 10
If you're
list.
Not a germaphobe, right. You probably get to eat somewhere nice once every couple weeks at least. Right. This says contraceptive plan B from Costco and Babyliss Pro massager machine. I said it better that time.
Babyliss Pro massager.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
LISS, which I think is supposed to be Baby Bliss, but they said Babyliss, which would be like, you don't really need this thing then.
Right, but it is interesting that you're buying Plan B and the baby massager thing.
Well, the reason why is because you got the baby at home made you reminded of the Plan B. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
That thing.
Yeah. The panic button. That's a fun thing to leave behind.
This person was coming from somewhere, like Eyes Wide Shut or something, because they left a spear and a furry fox tail.
Right, of course, the Taylor Swift autograph framed.
I wonder if that's the same person left that Beyonce fold-up fan.
Yeah, they left both of them. Number 29.
Fart sensor is another one on this list, which is hilarious.
What is that? The BravoCon?
Was it just going off the whole time while the driver was like ripping them? He's like, it's my car. The fart sensor's like,
get out of here, motherfucker. What is that from?
It's my car. Oh, yeah. It's from Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's been a long
Eagles.
Day and I hate the fucking Eagles.
Say
you don't like
more
the
time.
Eagles? Get out of my fucking cab. You walk.
Oh, that's good. And I think number 30, Bravo Con wristband. I think that's the TV channel, Bravo. They do a lot of reality shows.
Oh,
I bet there's like
yeah.
like a
Bravo
convention.
Con.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a con? Actually, that reminds me, this summer we're starting the Cracker Con.
Cracker Con.
You sent us the... Send us an email. We'll tell you about it. It's a private invite.
Yeah, private invite only.
Yeah, Cracker Con.
31's kind of funny.
Best hashtag best day ever foam sign, which
like
I guess kind of It's ironic that you left your best day right. Everything. Yeah.
Three feathers, number 32.
Yeah, huh? And this one, the next two are kind of similar because there's a fake butt and a poster of Hillary Clinton.
Well played. Well played, sir. Panty liner and $1,000. That's all I can remember. That's... That one's a fake one, but I love it.
Yeah, some of these are, because the next one says some lotion or my thong.
Like, or.
Or my thong, whichever you find.
Yeah, if you find one of those.
My thong things. Is made of lotion.
Meditation crystals.
Meditation crystals, hippies that's, taking Ubers.
Right. Underwear, bread, pack of ham and mayo.
All right, well, I mean, who hasn't had that evening?
And what's a pack of ham and mayo? Like,
ham and mayo.
Is that ham salad?
Ham and mayo sandwich sitting in your underwear. Who hasn't been there?
Fair enough.
That person wasn't there that night. Another cardboard cutout, I guess, and a panda this time.
I mean, how can you leave that behind? Street sign saying she's drunk in a picture frame. There are a lot of fun pictures out there with that, I bet.
Probably, yeah.
This is something that, you know, you take out of the cab, maybe use for yourself.
Beard softener? Beard softener, yeah. I've got some products. Yes, they work. Right.
Paternity test.
Yeah. That one's got to be real. Right. They heard it on, like, Maury or something. Paternity test, yeah.
The WWE Championship belt is a winner, too.
That's something that you don't return as a driver. Right.
Another Orlando one, Harry Potter wand engraved with name Alexander.
That's sad, because that's probably a kid.
Yeah, that kid's, like, distraught.
And it's also sad, because... If it costs near as much as one of those right. lightsabers down there, those things are like $800
or
something.
I
don't know how much a Harry Potter wand is.
I mean, I think it's a pretty normal thing people get, though. I'm sure it's not super cheap.
Like, I mean, stupid ears probably cost $25, right, so a wand is probably $75.
Bet you're looking, between $50 and $100.
A large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it. Spanky Fest, in case Chris laughing made you not be able to hear that.
Sorry.
No, it's fine, because that's funny. Spanky Fest. We didn't read through this, except for like the first three or four.
I get a kick out of these.
A cartoon cat saying Spanky Fest. Yeah.
I might have left my garden fence in the trunk. Like, well, tell me more.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these, I just want to know more.
There are things that get thrown into the trunk, because right. you are in just a car, right? So, I mean...
Number 48.
Number 48, yeah. It says Jeep Liberty Engine. Please call me.
Wait. Is that in the back? Is that a truck?
Maybe their Uber was a Jeep Liberty, and they're saying that they wanted the engine from it so they could make their own Jeep Liberty Drive.
Yeah, maybe it was a reminder. We talked about this. Call me. I gave you my number.
Right, yeah.
I lost my wizard woman.
Yep.
Sharing an Uber with someone, perhaps?
It's one of those shows in Austin that somebody...
Yeah, you blacked out, and the next day, all you can remember is that.
They ate some gummy that some random white guy with dreadlocks gave them.
Right.
And they're like, okay, lost my wizard woman, man. He just kept walking by with the backpack saying, X, man. And the last one on this list is... It's three Japanese ceramic decorative cats. One gold, one black, and one pink, and they're all fist sized.
I could see that one definitely being for real.
I've seen that before, but that's on AdamEve.com, I think. So that's the top 50 weirdest thing, I guess. I guess it wasn't necessarily 50, but that's what they're numbered at.
Right.
They do have a lot of...
there's a lot of...
A lot of things that were food-wise missing. You were talking about that, but they said that the most likely to, I guess, January 21st, which has already passed, is the most forgetful day of the year, so you don't have to worry about losing anything for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And most people lost items between 9 and 10 p.m., so it's right about the time that first wave of bar people are heading home drunk.
Right, yeah, that's the happy hour crowd.
Yeah.
That went well beyond happy hour, but...
Yes. The trends are that most popular color of lost items was red. which is kind of interesting. You would think that red would be the easiest to see, but you know.
Yeah, and then they do the the lost items on peak days, or that peak on certain days. The luggage on Mondays is interesting, but I guess maybe coming back on a Monday. Leaving on a Monday. Maybe you're arriving somewhere for work on a Monday, and you leave your luggage in the Uber when you get there or something.
Yeah.
I mean, again, we're thinking airports too, but we're talking luggage. So,
well, that was definitely one of the top things. Yeah,
so like maybe you're leaving for work that dealing with arriving somewhere.
On Tuesday, it's headphones are lost the most. Wednesdays, it's wallets.
Right. Jewelry on Thursdays.
Oh, wallet Wednesday. Don't want to forget that one. Phone Friday.
Phone. Going out on Fridays.
Vapes on Saturdays. On Sunday, the most common item lost was clothing.
You're going to football games or something. Like you might leave your rain jacket.
You're doing the ride. They used to do the walk of shame. Now they're doing the ride of shame. Getting the Uber home from that late night, and they just leave I'm not wearing this dress again ever. Yeah, it reminds me of him.
Still got his sweatpants on, though.
That's right. Then there's it says that channeling your inner zen and manifesting more just got a little harder. Riders around the country lost a number of healing crystals, including purple amethyst, green aventurines, and more.
Isn't that weird, the crystals being left behind, like the trends?
I guess they're just small.
Right, you know? And like Mini Cooper... people are the most likely to leave their car keys behind, apparently.
But I mean, that doesn't tell us anything. That could have been eight sets of car keys were left in Ubers all year.
Yeah, I think four of them were from Cooper. It just happens to be the one that was the most.
Yeah. That people do leave a lot of mobile hotspots and Wi-Fi. Yeah,
that makes sense. I mean, especially
mobile routers. I'm sorry,
you're around for work and stuff. It appears Uber riders are coming to their senses, finding them from dignity to credibility. Memory riders reported emotional losses left behind.
Yeah, sure, obviously.
That's a good one.
Yeah, though. So as far as food goes, there's some really weird ones. Like, I don't know this place, but it says so expensive. Leftovers from Pizzeria Portofino. That sounds fancy.
Right, you probably want those
this
back.
This is a sad day. Two sad days, because there's a cooler with meat and a whole smoked pork belly. We're both left. Joe Biden was in this one because he left the ice cream cones in the car.
Worried about them melting.
Yeah.
Nice cheese. Feel free to keep.
Okay, a pan of chicken spaghetti. I'm not sure. Did they get one of those noodle things and turn chicken into spaghetti?
Or maybe they just put some chicken with their spaghetti. Yeah. Bucket of cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
Again, Benihana garlic butter.
Yeah. Mason jar filled with cilantro. I mean... Right. Church cookies in the trunk definitely sounds like a rap song to me.
I was going to say either that or a band name.
Church cookies in the trunk.
Green lettuce in a jar in your car.
Oh, a fly-ass burrito, not steamed.
Not steamed. Side of salmon.
Just a side.
The tomatoes. Don't need them back. Just a heads up so they don't cook in your car.
Yeah, again, with a tray of meat pies on there. I left my pizza in your car. I can't believe I left it. That's got to be so... we've been there. You get home and you had that, three slices of pizza left, and you get home and you're like, oh, I left them at the restaurant.
Yeah.
What am I going to eat right now, considering I just got home from eating?
Yeah, I'm so full.
I need more pizza.
You're going to eat that bowl of meat, which you also left in the car, because that's number 17.
I need it. I left some pasta in the back by accident. Feel free to have it. It was so yummy, I didn't eat out of the plate. Thanks again. Okay,
eat out of the jar of oysters again, and valuable honey.
I wonder if that's that special honey that they harvest off those cliffs, the one that they eat only like that, whatever plant it is that the bees go to all the time. It makes it like this psychedelic honey.
Gotcha.
So you eat eat it and you're like tripping on ayahuasca or something.
I mean, all honey is expensive these days, so.
Right, but it lasts forever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, if you don't eat it all.
Well, yeah, right, but if you don't eat it all, and in 10,000 years, somebody could still eat it.
Oh, gotcha.
It lasts forever.
Fair enough.
an amazing substance honey is. That's what our next episodes will be about is honey.
Just honey.
Probably yeah. not.
I mean, what's her face has a song. Isn't that an album of hers?
Honey, honey?
Yeah. Who's a...
No, that's...
Who am I trying to think
isn't
of?
Isn't that the song, You're My Candy Girl?
Is it Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
No. Oh, yeah. She's a... Yeah, it's a song. Anyway. Yeah,
and you have to get up... You have to... On the way out of this episode of Crackers, Chris is going to sing a Mariah Carey note.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a bit from Honey. no, I'm not.
All right. Well, you know, if you're taking an Uber, be careful.
Be careful out there.
Don't use all their features for checking up and be safe.
And don't leave your organs there.
And leave your shit in your pockets. Don't leave it in there.
Yeah, I mean, stop taking all the crap out in the car. We just ride without all shit. Right. I mean, you're not...
Well, you're drunk.
Like you don't need to take a toy with you everywhere.
I wonder
what
the percentage of Uber rides from drunk people are.
A lot.
You think it's 50% of all Uber rides are from people that have been drinking?
I would say it's somewhere around 50, probably. Yeah, but I also think that you know a lot of people out of town,
tourists.
Yeah, tourists, or even people for work. You know.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, some people don't have car. I mean,
yeah, especially if you're visiting somewhere for work, like. You know, you're not.
Yeah, if you're in the city, then
yeah, you're not really trying to mess with public transportation all the time.
So. Yeah, but I mean, like you go to New York, what are you going to drive your own car and then pay to get into the city right. and have to pay to park? Yeah. You might as well just take an Uber. Or,
yeah, especially if you're not used to like the whole subway system or whatever. I mean, you right. might just be more comfortable.
But there's plenty of checks, so you're safe. Make sure you get into the car with the right person, which is always a good.
Indeed.
You know, if he's wearing a hockey mask or something, you probably
right
got the wrong car there. John.
Indeed, or if it's a van.
John Voorhees.
A van, quote unquote, filled with candy.
Yeah, there you go. That one's fine.
Yeah, that one's all good.
Free candy. Only good. Free.
Or but... the creepy dude in the ice cream truck. He's all right, too.
Right. I always think of the ice cream guy from Friday.
Oh,
big
right.
perm.
big
he was
worm.
Big worm, and yeah. he got his hair kicked on. He was big perm.
Big perm.
Yeah.
Worm.
Anyway, so thanks for tuning in to Crackers. We'll get back into doing some more of these. I hope you had fun with it.
Love
and go on organdonor.gov.
Donate. Leave them in the Uber.
Don't leave them in the Uber. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.